Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have a very special guest, Gray Brennan from Alabama Tourism. Gray, you're very welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. And thank you very much for letting us join the program and talk to everyone.
For people that wouldn't have been there before, Gray, I suppose, where is Alabama located and what's the best way to get there?
Well, Alabama is located in the deep south of USA. So if you think of a map, perhaps many of your listeners may be familiar with Nashville, Tennessee, or Atlanta, Georgia, Memphis, Tennessee, or New Orleans, Louisiana. We're right in the smack dab center of all that. So we are the heart and soul of the deep south. So it's easy to get to us from any of those locations. And of course, direct flights. There are some 200 direct flights from Ireland to the USA. So it's an easy connection to fly in and then make a connection straight into Alabama or to any of those other connecting states and cities around that I mentioned that are part of the Deep South USA section of America.
What would be the main, for a person who wouldn't have been there before, what would be the main attractions for Alabama?
Our friendly people, our wonderful weather, the great music of the South is all part of Alabama, and of course, history. I think that's kind of the areas that people love about our state. And when they discover what's in Alabama, you know, they go back home and perhaps they know about other parts of America and they know what to expect. When they come to Alabama, that's the story they tell all their friends. The area that they discovered, like Muscle Shoals up in North Alabama, our historical area where Aretha Franklin got her soul in Muscle Shoals and recorded in these small little American villages, really. And Muscle Shoals is located directly between Nashville and Memphis. And some people say that if Nashville and Memphis got together and had a baby, it would be Muscle Shoals. And that's what it's all about. So if you love American music and you love kind of hearing about it and going to historical sites and seeing where the hits that you love were actually made, I would highly recommend you come to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, because you get to see small town America. You get to see the actual recording studios where these famous stars came in and played, and you will have a wonderful time. And that's just one of our destinations that you could come to Alabama to see when you come to the USA Deep South.
Sounds amazing. And of course, Irish people love their food. And I was reading about you have the most wonderful craft beer trails in Birmingham and Huntsville, and you have an amazing food scene there as well.
Yes, they call Birmingham, Alabama, they call that the dinner table of the South. And it's for good reason, because the food is just so delicious. You know, you think of Southern food, you think of barbecue, you think of fried chicken. We have that, but we have so much more here in the South. And Alabama is blessed because we have our own little fishing village that people may have heard of from the movie Forrest Gump. That fishing village down south in Battle of Battery, located on the coast. Well, Battle of Battery was and is an actual fishing village. So shrimp and all these great things from the Gulf of Mexico come out and they become part of the food that's in the southern part of Alabama. So when you think of our state, think of fantastic, world-renowned barbecue, wonderful dishes to the north. Absolutely fantastic seafood, gumbo, all that type of delicious meals right there in the south part of Alabama. We stretch from just south of Tennessee, so that's the mountain areas of the south in America, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, so down to the Florida Panhandle, as it's called here in the USA.
Sounds fantastic. And the US's first Mardi Gras as well.
Absolutely. You know, that's part of Mobile and Alabama's heritage, because we're this combination of all of these different cultures that came in. So when you think of Mobile, think of the French and the Spanish all coming down and exploring and establishing places there. And that they brought with them the celebration of Mardi Gras. And it was before New Orleans, which, of course, is a great Mardi Gras town. But Mobile, really, they say, went over and taught New Orleans how to do it. So when you come, you can do a Mardi Gras celebration in Mobile, Alabama. And because Mardi Gras is more than just one day, it's a whole season, you can also venture over to New Orleans and see their Mardi Gras as well. It's a great twin city type of a destination and vacation. Talk to your local travel agent and operators like Platinum Travel and other people about how to really get a great, wonderful vacation holiday in our state and in the South.
I'm getting a sense from this, you know, that for people that have done a lot of other things in America, like gone to other sort of great places like, you know, New York and Chicago and, you know, California, this to me sounds like a fantastic place to go for the real America, for this, you're saying their beaches, beautiful food. And if you were to say to people, Gray, how many days should you spend there, you know, for a road trip, kind of how long would you send? And what would you recommend people will say to do for your kind of not to miss your top five, maybe, and how long they should spend there?
So I would think that would be about a week. So you want to spend 2 days in each of the cities and to be able to explore. And then when you're down, if you decide to do a beach vacation, well, that's 3 or 4 days for that, because you're just going to relax and have a good time. You know, you talk about coming and seeing a side of America that perhaps people haven't seen. When you talk about the history that Alabama has in civil rights, in America's Civil War history, it is just incredible, because not only can you go to sites where history was made, but in many cases, you can actually go and see and talk to the foot soldiers who were part of that, of the American Civil Rights Movement. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King, as a young preacher, came to Montgomery, Alabama, as his very first church that he pastored. And from there, the Montgomery bus boycott started, and he led that. And from then on, he was kind of like America's civil rights leader. And it all started in Alabama. The Selma to Montgomery March that everyone knows of, you can actually go to the Selma Bridge and walk over it and kind of feel the excitement of being there where history was made. And you can actually talk to what we call the foot soldiers, the people who were on the bridge. There's actually someone who was on the bridge that gives tours there. It's just a wonderful, incredible experience. History, food, music, that is an Alabama holiday.
Wow. Well, I have to say, Gray, you have really sold me today, because I am thinking to myself, this would be an amazing experience. Thank you so much, Gray, for joining us today. And thank you. 'Tis lovely to hear your wonderful, sweet Alabama accent there, I have to say. And, you know, we're so delighted that America is open again. And I think this will be a great, exciting new destination, you know, for people that haven't been here before. And just before we go again, Gray, can you just tell us where people should go to get details on the trips and where they can book packages to your sweet Alabama?
Well, you can go to your favorite tour operator. Of course, Platinum Travel has done a lot of research in Alabama, so they're a great one to choose. We have our own website, alabama.travel, that you can research, and you can see information across the globe on Alabama. Remember, sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue, and it's really true.
That's brilliant. Gray, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you for a nice beer and some of that lovely seafood down there when I get over there at some stage.
Thank you very much. We would enjoy having you.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.